Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now.
And now.
Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Was that a tape or was that pre-recorded?
That's the same thing. Welcome again live from another exciting event. We bring you ringside seats with the lovely Brandon Novak, who will be making an appearance at Grand Run Mall this Thursday night at 8 p.m. But aside from that, shut the hell up. We got Bam and Joe France live on the coast of the west side of the country. Boy, I pummeled that one.
We're in Los Angeles, and you guys are in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this minute, Bam. I finally have Deco alone in a room.
And Joe France is with him on this end in Pennsylvania. Yeah, don't listen to Novak if you're out there. He's pissing up his arm. Westchester, Jen Ravel, Brandon Novak, and Deco. And on the West Coast, we have Faggot France, Joseph, King of Queers.
What's up?
He washes his hands with antibacterial soap always, and Bam Margera. Whatever the fuck I want.
Glom was supposed to show up, but he was too busy having diarrhea.
The name Glom is now synonymous with diarrhea.
He has diarrhea right now. We just talked to him.
Wait, is diarrhea, Bam and Joe, is diarrhea code word for Anna?
Oh, low blow, low blow.
You better edit that one out. We can't, we're live!
Glom just gave us a diarrhea update. He's seeping black stool as we speak. Hopefully when we call him, he'll be on the toilet.
Is it that, is he barricaded in a room with a 500-pound fat chick?
With our header's jacket.
Yo, what's up?
I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. Who did you hump?
Oh, man, I had this discussion last night. Well, I reverted back to the ways that are sure shots. Becky was one of them. But I can't get off, man.
What would you do?
I had to watch The Whore Next Door to get off. You know?
Oh, you had to watch that porno.
Yeah, and I wasn't even into that. But I'm so sick of it because it happens and she's just a whore. And she's too much like me. I don't want that, man.
I came out of the bedroom and he was on the couch and she was in his room.
I was over.
More than enjoying the sex, I believe that Novak enjoys corrupting the morals of innocent women.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me, girls.
I can't believe Novak has the energy to get a new chick every night.
He has the virility as well as the veracity, and he admits to us openly that he can get it up at least once a day. Whoa.
Franz, you focus on my dick way too much.
Dude, what's up with that, Novak? You were like, yeah, guys, and like, you know, I can get it up at least once a day. And, why were you so nervous? Why are you trying to prove to your guy friends that you can get it up once a day?
Dude, I don't know. It just came off my tongue like that. I didn't mean to say it. But you focus. Why do you always focus on my dick talk? Focus on something else, man.
All you have is dick talk. That's your whole deal.
Yeah,
this is your dick talk or your heroin talk.
Makes for a good story, though, right?
That's quite an education.
Yo, Jen.
Uh-huh?
Remember when we had phone sex last night?
I knew you were going to do that to me. Yes, I do.
Was it good? Tell me about it.
Yeah, I was hammered. See, I haven't seen her in a month, so I'm on a self-destructive bust. I've been drinking every day, and I'm not going to stop anytime soon.
He's a mess, Jen.
Yo, why do you always leave me out on the good times?
So am I.
Because you have warrants. You can't get in the goddamn plane.
But I want to be along for the party to self-destruction. That's what I like to do.
I'm drinking now, though, babe.
You're jealous, aren't you, Novak?
I'm fucking losing sleep here.
Bam, I'm drinking now, though, hon.
Well, I haven't yet.
I feel left out. Those guys are self-destructing without me.
I'm Joe Franz. I will never sit on Tim Glom's toilet after diarrhea.
Yo, hey, Bam. Hey, Bam, I think we have a bone to pick with Deco.
What is it?
Remember he didn't make the show last week?
Yeah, he went to fucking Ashley Simpson concert. You
fucking
are
homo.
An official homo,
no, you didn't.
Man.
Did you really?
Explain yourself, dude.
Look me in the eye and say you went there.
I'm not talking to any of you ass jerks. I'm not cursing this week either.
Why would Deco choose to say jerks after he says the F word 80,000 times?
I didn't say it yet. I didn't curse yet.
Yo, that's
why are you trying not to curse?
I'm not cursing this week. There's no curse this week.
Oh,
and that's the
mouth.
Same. That's the same mouth out of which "Suck the Cum Out of a Thousand Dicks" came.
Looks like Fraud's taking
what
your position.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, I don't know. I heard a show, and I'm refraining on the bitch word towards females. It's not right. I'm not doing too much.
Why are you guys being all good? I don't get it.
Why would you not be demeaning to females?
I go away for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden, I got Deco not cussing, and I have Novak not calling girls bitches.
Feminist no, Novak.
They're bitches.
Women's rights.
Me off, but I can't. It's got to be meaningful when I say it.
Novak's blowing up. He's doing a tour of all these malls around here. He's doing signings at the malls.
See, he keeps bringing that faggot shit up only to take the focus off of him going to Ashley Simpson concerts. You should be on a mall.
Yeah, I went to the Ashley Simpson concert.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean, Ben?
I can't hang out with you for at least 8 more days, man, because you went to an Ashley Simpson concert. You have serious problems. I don't... Dude, like, Deco's the last person that you would think that.
I'll tell you. You want to really know why I went?
Did you really go?
I'm not kidding, man. I'm not making this shit up.
No, I went...
If you pause, you're lying.
I'm not even going to tell you.
Think of a reason real quick.
Like
I went to see the opening band, your mother!
Yo, Bam, you know who the opening band was? Franz and Bam?
Oh, God, I don't know.
His sister's band.
I'll kill you. Did you say that?
Dude, Deco's sister's band is the best band in the world, Undergirl.
Give him a plug, Franz.
Now, of course, Undergirl only has their albums out on cassette tape, but if you find them, you're going to love it.
I wish you could see him right now. He's
so mad.
I'm going to get my ass kicked.
I
locked my keys in the car today, and I had to put a big ashtray through the window, like one of those 3-foot-tall ashtrays. I put it right through the window, and now it's a tempered glass, so it just hangs out to the side. Like, the whole window just bends down, and I'm driving around like that. And I'm parking in Hollywood where, like, there's all these heroin addicts and stuff, and the only thing you could steal is CDs and the stereo. So,
key question I'm sure it wasn't a Ford Focus. What car window did you bust out?
It was a Dodge Durango. Novak?
Is that up to your standards, Novak?
Is that up to your standards?
Novak needs a Denali.
I mean, I'm fine with a goddamn Pinto, personally. But your standards and what you're blessed with is always a Mercedes. So I figured you bust the Mercedes out. You know, I'm surprised.
Oh, I got 2 rental cars by an accident. I had 2 cars. And I gave the other one to Glom because he had a diary.
And also, Bam parked in the studio exec spaces, so I hope the car hasn't been towed when we get back there.
It says it's reserved for big time Walt Disney people. That's where we are, right?
It's like Mickey Mouse's parking space.
I parked in Mickey Mouse's parking spot.
That's your spot.
They can't tow me, though, because the window's all broken up. It looks like somebody broke in.
Yeah, they can't tow that.
You can blame it on a tow truck company.
Yo, Ben, remember when we had the rental car and we got in the wrong one?
I'll be a horse.
We went to the Hyatt and I pointed the keys to this Mercedes and I clicked it and it unlocked the whole thing.
It wasn't even
my car. There was all these luggage in there.
You're giving Novak ideas. All I gotta do is rent a Mercedes, go around in the mall parking lot, next thing you know, I'm rich.
Hey, Fraud, you're a day late and a dollar short, faggot. When I was there, I'm like, dude, I pray for things like this happen. In the period of 2 days, we had a car that wasn't ours, which is a top-of-line Mercedes. I was left in charge of a store while the guy went somewhere else. I mean, I was watching cash registers. I prayed
for
you
like that. Yeah, what maniac left you in charge of anything?
Novak's hopped on heroin for 10 years straight, and then he hangs out with me as soon as we go to California, and the first thing that we go to is this little newsstand, and the guy's like, yo, what's up, baby? Hey, watch my store for me and just chill and grab whatever you want, and I'm going to get a drink somewhere. We stayed there for like 20 minutes. Novak would have took everything if it was just 3 weeks before.
Oh, you know we would.
So since I'm with the millionaire, I couldn't steal it because it'd make Van look bad, so I just helped myself to a few packs of smokes.
What is this about mall appearances? What's going on there?
Deco, why are you stuck on that bullshit? What are you talking about?
Look at how mad he got. What a idiot.
Deco, have you heard about a video game called Sims?
Yeah, I heard. I don't play that crap.
Boring.
Dude, you Gas was playing it. He's a drummer for him. He's, like, addicted to it. You could kick game to chicks and have sex with them on the video game.
Yeah, but nothing is trying to kill you. You can't blow anything up. It's boring as hell. If the game can't beat me within 5 minutes, I don't want to play it.
Hey, Franz, you're boring me now. How graphic is the sex? Like, can you see fucking penetration?
Dude, they're fucking, they're naked. Yeah, it's crazy.
Can you hear them?
Yeah, all of it.
Now, see, Franz,
no, like, you're like
Jen laughing after we just had phone sex last night.
Yeah, some phone sex.
What were you in the room?
No, Bam was curled up in a ball in the back of a cab at 5 in the morning talking to you on the phone. God. And I'm like, dude, I just want to go to sleep. And all Bam is just curled up in a ball. All I hear is, I love you.
Oh, I heard much more than that.
I was like, oh my God, dude, all this romantic. I can't listen to this.
This is romantic.
Not, because you got
dirty.
The fucking dirtball from Jersey that works in Arby's. Of course you're not using that. It's only right that hurts your ears because, you know, you're doing fucking
Franz,
welfare shit.
Franz thinks that his girlfriend's like all being all goody goody. We just talked to her. She's hopped up on meth for 4 days.
So that was 2 years ago. She was a meth addict.
Yeah. Fool yourself, faggot. You know she smokes her ass off anyways, but imagine how much she smokes when she's hopped up on meth.
Imagine what she's smoking, quite frankly.
I mean, I think she's fast company, Franz. So I don't know. She might be smoking things if she comes over here. I'll give her some smoke.
Every time Franz hangs up the phone, he gets done talking to his girlfriend, and then when he hangs up, he just looks at me and goes, she's smoking somebody's dick.
Yo, you obviously
you're like sure of it.
Obviously, what Novak? Say it.
Well, I'm not gonna pick on your worthless assistant. I'm gonna pick on your girlfriend. You said you were gonna put her out. You said you were gonna put her out, and I bet you didn't, you little fucking liar.
I did put her out.
Yeah, right.
I put her out. I moved her out, and now she's living back there without her stuff.
Of course.
Don't know. You tell me.
You're justifying. You're fucking justifying. Don't,
I
don't
mean, make... I agreed with you. I totally agreed with your ass, and you're mad at me.
You said I did put her out, but then you justify, but she's staying there. But her
no, I told
there.
Her. I told her.
You fucking faggot.
I told her it would be best if she moved all her stuff out and moved out. She moved out, and
where'd she sleep last night, asshole? Where'd she sleep?
She slept in my bed, I hope.
Exactly.
She told me she slept in my bed with my cat.
Somebody's dick.
She slept.
As long as it wasn't Novak's puny little.
Yo, she slept in your bed with another dude's dick in her.
She was gargling cock.
Yo, she spit his semen on your pillow. She spit
no
a mouthful of his cum. Yeah, that makes you feel better. That bitch
you
is dripping out.
Now,
yo, Bam.
Is she doing my worthless assistant Kavanaugh? Is that what you're trying to tell me now?
No one ever compared to that fuck up. But anyways, that bitch. Yo, Bam, I think you'll appreciate this. Deco will too. I think that bitch is dripping out of every hole in her body right now from other men's fluids.
That's sick, man. You're fired.
There was three guys that had her hair tight.
He just left the radio station. He's pacing right now.
Son of a bitch!
Tell him to get a time lapse of it, it'll last longer. Franz, like that, Wits?
Yo, dude, Franz is. Hold on, Novak. Let me tell you all about the mansion that we're staying in right now. Like, you'd think it would be great staying in a mansion for $30,000 a month, but it's hell on earth. But right now, I gotta tell you about Billy Idol and his new album because he is God. He's got a fucking six pack and he's 50 years old, and you gotta hear this song. It's so good. It's called Rat Race. This is Billy Idol. This song is Rat Race, and he is my new fucking favorite. This is Radio Bam Series 28. Fuck.
G-Unit.
Wake me from my sleep. A cautionary tale. Walking infancy. I wish you'd be real. I wanted to be free. I wanted only you. The walls are falling down. And somebody says, oh, give a little love, but take your time. Somebody says, give a little love, but take your time. Check before we were a child proof to see. No screams can be heard. The roof is giving in. And the space between our hearts, the walls.
walls are falling down.
Yo, Bam, I like that. I like that, Bam. That's my favorite thing because you said it was good.
Shut up, asshole. Yo, I had the nerve to ask Bam how the album is.
Wasn't it so good?
And this is what he told me. He's like, yo, go get it. I'm like, I couldn't even buy a pack of cigarettes, let alone a CD. I think you're right.
I bought that CD 10 times already because I like it so much.
Bam, it was the best. I didn't hear it yet, but I know it's good because you said it's good, Bam.
Did you like it, Jen?
I loved it.
Well, I'm going to put it on full blast when I send you to Vegas and then we hump major amounts of time.
Whoa, dude, you can't say that. This is
crazy.
I already said it.
Yo, I'll hump you too if I get a trip to Vegas.
Ew, gross.
You have warrants. You can't go anywhere.
He's talking to Franz.
I just get in where I fit in. I just work my way in somehow, hopefully.
Oh. Like just weasels his way in.
I try my hardest.
If you lend me the Lambo, Bam, I'll drive to Vegas.
See,
I won't stop nowhere, and the whole way it'll be me. I won't stop in Baltimore and pick up heroin. I won't do nothing.
Yo,
they won't even know it's Lambo.
Fat boy, why are you getting them all riled up thinking I'll be taking the Lambo? You're starting shit. Why?
Now, yeah, so you baby, did you? Let me stop in Nicole's house. Hey, what's up?
How many girls have you bragged to the fact that you're with the guy that, like, you know, like, some stars have to walk in a club and be like, don't you know who I am? Novak's the dude who's like, don't you know who I'm with?
I do it subtly, asshole. I have a method to this.
But what do you say to brag to girls that you're with a guy that has a Lambo, and how do you get laid off it?
I name drop
those. I know he does.
I do it very slightly. You gotta, you guys, go ahead. What?
Dude, we're in Los Angeles, man. It sucks so bad. Like, we went to this club last night. You know these clubs that you wait in lines forever, and then, like, finally once you get in, it's $10 for one lousy Budweiser.
Oh. And the shitty's being played so loud.
And it's so loud that you can't even talk. It was so worthless.
Ugh.
And, oh my God, my phone's ringing with,
who is
Iowa.
Oh, by the way, guys.
Franz, bore me again.
Yeah,
I'm taking Dunn's
job. Kelly's in labor, ass wipe.
Seriously.
Yo, Bam, I just took Dunn's job.
Kelly's in labor, ass wipe. Appreciate the moment.
Yeah, by a bitch.
That's right. Jesse Margera of CKY's wife is in labor.
Are you serious?
Franz, and Franz is so mad that I didn't call him.
Yeah, he doesn't even love his own brother.
I don't fucking call, man. I don't do it. I don't call anybody.
I'm like, yo, man, Kelly's in labor. Isn't that great? You should call Jesse and congratulate him. He rolls his eyes and goes, oh, man.
Yo,
no,
don't
have stuff to do. He's like, oh, my God, dude.
Yo, stop trying to make him act a certain way, asshole.
What the fuck does that mean?
You are serious. Get it done.
I know.
What am I trying to pull off?
Well, he's a girl, and it's also
April's birthday.
Happy birthday, April.
Happy birthday, Ape. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, happy birthday. Believe me, I'm the biggest Ape Margera fan. I love you, Ape. And, like, believe me, if I had money, if I had $10 in my pocket, first thing I'd go out and do is buy you some flowers, Ape. Because you're seriously my favorite person. You're like the mother I never had, even though I had a good mom. But still, like, I love you, Ape.
Yo, Bam, speaking of moms, my mom and sisters come here tomorrow.
Oh, awesome.
What are you going to do?
Sister.
Are you
going to
take the Hummer? Oh, what's
that?
You get
permission for that.
How old's your sister?
How old?
Dude, don't get any fucking funny thoughts.
Look at him. Hi. Bust my mom now, sister. And then now the secret comes out. How old is your stupid sister?
Why is she stupid?
She's yours.
She's 32.
What? 32, ready to do.
Ew.
Oh, let's spread her like the eagle that represents our great country.
32, that's how it fries.
Dude, don't you dare disrespect my sister the way I disrespect women.
If you guys
do the things I do to women, I'll fucking freak, dude. I'm serious.
I'm terribly insecure about it. I had a mental picture of Deco doing her and all this crazy talk, but as soon as Franz said it, it grossed me out, man. Like, your body is fucking sick, Franz. You're out
of control. We should all hump each other's sisters.
I saw Franz's sister.
Yo,
I caught Franz with Deco's sister.
No.
Yeah.
Deco, no. Don't ruin me and Deco's relationship. We've been going to video game
auctions. I'm going to say it.
What? Say it.
It's time.
I've never even seen Undergirl play.
Yo, don't hold back.
Yo, Franz is making out with Deco's sister.
Oh my God. I believe it.
That's nothing. Novak's sister, she's a pretty hot. She's like 230, but she's still
hot. You can
hot.
Say whatever you want, but when we come here next week...
The attraction's in her voice.
Maybe Glom can hump her. Novak's sister a heroin addict?
Nah, she was never that lucky.
Is she hot?
Nah, I mean, I don't find her attractive. My cousin, on the other hand, though, she is fucking hot. She's back.
You sounded a little defensive when you said you didn't find your sister attractive.
Nah, guys, I don't find her attractive.
Novak would hump anybody, man. We go to a restaurant, and I'll be facing the other direction. I'm like, Novak, would you hump her? He's like, of course. I'm like, you didn't even look at her.
Come on, man. I'll fuck anybody, really.
You probably hump your sister, dude. You don't care.
Dude, he said Novak wants to go to a nude beach with his sister, he said, because that's the only way it doesn't look funny. So they can both be naked, and he can check out. Look at him. He's smiling. He's drooling. Look at him.
Sick.
Yum. I mean, ew.
Novak. Yo, Novak.
Yeah, you
remember
hear a
when
up
we went?
Story that I'm gonna reveal
listen,
right
Paget,
now.
I want to tell you a story.
Okay.
Listen.
Yes.
Remember when we went to Colorado and I couldn't drink for 10 days because I had to do the loop, but you went out and got fucking shit faced every night.
Asshole.
Yo, do you remember how hell you were?
Remember,
Novak?
Vaguely. I don't remember being that. Oh,
I just watched footage of you. You are passed out in a fucking bar, and your ass is hanging out, and your balls are hanging out the back, and you're sleeping on some fucking bench in Colorado. You look like such shit, man. You look like such a fucking piece of fucking shit.
Well, in reality, that's
sad to say that I'm friends with you, man, because it was such funny footage. But dude, you were such a worthless piece of shit.
Now you're coming from a guy who's fucking.
Think of that.
I think that was 10 steps better than what I used to be. So I'm going on that. Point. Like, I used to be eating out of trash. Bam looks at it as disgrace. I look at it as improvement. I used to eat fucking trash food out of the trash can. I'd beg for quarters. So me being in Colorado, being able to pay for drinks without skipping on the tab, that's an improvement, brother.
In Novak's mind, that's equivalent to a master's degree.
Yeah.
Just picture this fucking faggot.
Yo, I remember it.
He's sleeping in a bar. And not only is his ass hanging out, he's getting passed out drunk. You can see his sick fucking balls.
Yeah.
And bitches wouldn't leave me alone. They kept coming up and bitches kept trying to, like, take care of me.
There you go with the bitches.
Because I mean it right now. Oh, right. I'm pissed.
Novak, I'm not pissed, why do you disrespect girl. Women so much? When did this
I
begin?
I think of your filthy girlfriend when I think of girls, and that pisses me off.
Are you
filthy girlfriend?
Well, yeah, that I understand.
So Ron's girlfriend's on meth right now. She's sucking somebody's dick.
Yo, faggots. I could probably scrounge up a fucking bag of meth to come over and suck me off for it, you think? Yo, let's
what did you say,
out.
Young man?
You heard me, asshole. Let's pick
hey,
your girlfriend
out. Hey, she wants a cigar, not a cigarillo.
Oh, you're speaking foreign.
Your girlfriend goes to the bathroom at the bar while you're there drinking and sucks.
She sucks a mean one for a free bag of blow. Don't feel bad. I've been there. I've been there. It's cool. But I'm not there anymore. All right?
She's a Jersey smoker.
Yeah, she smokes a lot of things besides cigarettes.
It hurts.
Big.
I'm
going to
be honest with you guys. It hurts.
When is
every
Novak's
word of
sister
it.
Coming?
Tomorrow.
In more ways than one.
Novak, what's she look like?
Fuck off.
Fat,
fuck off.
No, I'm not fucking off.
Well,
I'm
is she a fat bitch or off. What?
And there goes your cousin.
Is she a fat cunt?
Yeah. You're fat. She
has a big fat pussy.
You better watch your mouth. She's I know where you live, Franz.
Does she have a sick ass?
I'll burn your house down. I don't care about your house. I'll burn it down. I don't care. It's not mine.
You don't have to tell us if she's like hot or not, but does she have a nice ass or what?
No.
That's a no.
Yo, Jen.
Jen, we didn't fuck in a month, man. What's up with that?
You're gone, dumbass.
Hey, remember when I came home for one day, when I came home
no,
from Barcelona?
No, I don't remember that
and I
at
spent,
all, because you weren't home,
I spent
dick.
A day, I spent a day drinking Johnny Walker. I didn't even go home, man.
Yo, babe, I tried to get you before you left for the airport the next day. I was somehow blamed for that, and you know, I just got it because I fuck up all the time. So the blame goes to me. And I tried to fucking catch Bam in the morning to, like, see if she was pissed at me. You took off. You wouldn't answer my calls. She gets home, and all I hear are cabinets slamming. Like, I just had to chuck her out for, like, 2 minutes.
Tell him that.
Yeah, it's
what's
cool.
With now, the slamming?
I love
why
slam.
Why girls always at the slam shit?
It's better
so
than
annoying.
Screaming and yelling, don't you like, think?
And you know what? And you know what? F you!
No.
Boom!
Slam no.
The door. What
no, you
is
get
that?
Nothing from me. No vocals, just slams.
And it sucks because
total bullshit.
You're breaking stuff.
You get vocal,
idiot.
My
stuff,
son.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Yeah,
somebody
bullshit.
Else is
I'm the one that
it.
Fixes it.
It's somebody else's dollar.
Oh, is that what it is? She doesn't care if it's your
no,
money
she,
paying
no,
for
she
it,
she
huh?
Doesn't care.
Hey,
she just,
no,
she doesn't know the value of a dollar.
She'll just squander that money right away, won't she?
She doesn't know the value of a dollar, Franz.
Hey, man, it's good to get advice, but Franz is the wrong fucking one. Franz,
you're sexually frustrated?
Right now? Yes.
Well, we just had phone sex last night.
Well, you have Novak, the wonder stud there.
Fuck Spalding.
Off.
Yo.
The one-inch wonder stud.
Yeah, I don't lie about that.
The light
true.
Switch.
Yo, Bab, did you come on the phone sex?
That while Joe's
Jeez.
I no, hope not. We were in a cab.
What kind of radio station
no,
are you
no,
dealing
no, he
with
called
here?
Me back when he got back to the place.
Oh.
Dude, I was on the phone for like 3 hours, like just sitting there, just talking.
Yo, give
only,
me some
what's known as the Great American Stroke Off, ladies and gentlemen.
Shut up, Franz. Yo, Bam, give me some new hot Hollywood info, man.
I will.
Oh, boy.
Here's a new band from, I don't know where the fuck they're from, but they're so good. I just got this CD. It's probably one of my favorite. I have the best music right now. It's retarded. This song is, listen to this. It's called Down in the Past, and it's a band called Mondo Dio. It's like the Hives plus the Vines divided by International Noise Conspiracy, and this is what you get.
Awesome.
This is Radio Bam Series 28 Function, and you better, you all in Pennsylvania better listen to this now.
I'm well, not too. Taking the headphones off.
It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. Don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
All right, Tom, I'm ready to go.
Woo 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 woo, woody doo doo doo. Joe Bronze is dirty. Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. We're going into another song.
We just came for a song.
We are not.
Yell that.
It's time for Tim Glom's Diarrhea Update.
Yo, let's call him, dude. He couldn't make the show because he has diarrhea.
It's Tim Glom, the man whose name is synonymous with diarrhea and all other bodily functions at this point.
We gotta call him.
He's
in front of him about his new Hollywood jacket.
Yo, baby.
Oh, my God. Dude, Tim Glom went Hollywood on this trip. He went out and got an L.A. cool guy jacket. It's like this, like, blue leather iridescent jacket. Oh, my God. And then
in front of him.
And then he got this, like, L.A. cool dude hat that you know, has a worn-in look. And it just, like, looks like a piece of shit hat with yarn hanging off it.
Hey,
he looks like such an asshole.
Is it like a football player buying skate gear? You just see the poser in him?
Does this jacket match Darth Vader's cape, Joe? Do you know what I mean, Jeff Ron?
But they look good together. Oh, I do. Believe me, I do.
You just
the many loves of Tim Glom. All 7,000 pounds of them.
That's what Franz does. He'll joke the shit out of them, but then he'll try to redeem himself. Like, yo, the jacket you had is so fucking dumb, but it looks good. Like, don't have to do it, Franz.
But
either make fun of him or kiss his ass. One of the two. No medium.
No, if you do
it's
both, you can get away with
gag.
It.
Either way, we need a diarrhea update.
Yeah,
Jen's right. It's the I'm just saying gag. You just rip into someone so bad till they cry. But I'm just saying.
Yo, you ever notice that? They're like, dude, Franz always like kisses the person's ass and then busts on them. Like, he's like, now don't get me wrong. Chad from CKY is a brilliant songwriter, but what are you doing? Like, he always has to compliment before he busts.
It's like, yo, Chad from CKY, very musically inclined. I bow down to him. But what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, yo, just fucking be a man about it, Franz.
The zenith of my radio career was me confronting Chad Ginsburg.
Phil's calling right now. Uh-oh. Hey, Phil.
Yo, we got him online, baby. Go ahead.
Wait, let me put you on speaker. Are you there?
Yeah, hi.
We're on the radio now.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Abe.
Happy birthday.
Abe, I knew.
Abe, I was the one who knew it was your birthday. These guys didn't even know. I got, like, marked down on my calendar stuff, seriously. You're, like, the second mother to me that I never had.
I totally believe that, too.
Seriously, Abe, I'll do anything for you.
Abe, I don't know what he's talking about, but I just finished the kitty litter box. So I got wet food in there for him, and I'm upstairs writing.
Did you feed the kitties milk?
Did all that, and now I just finished chapter 8.
Abe can't hear you guys.
How's chapter 7 coming?
I'm talking to him from Pennsylvania. We're on the radio, but I'm in L.A. Abe, I've been drinking beer for, like, 7 days straight.
Beer?
Oh, well, good for you, I guess. You're the one that has to deal with a headache. No,
I want to go to the hospital because I'm so ill.
Ape, I've been trying to talk him out of it and trying to
take care of him.
Ape, I'm the one that takes care of him.
Yo, Ape, here's prime example. I'm not to blame because I'm not even with him.
Not.
Well, you got to tell her that, babe.
Ape can't hear you. She can only hear what me and Fra are saying.
That's how I played no part in this one.
Novak, you lost your control over kissing April's ass.
I know, it sucks.
Sorry, bro.
Well, happy birthday,
I'm on my seventh chapter. I just gave the kitty kitty milk. Yo, Ape, believe me, I'll take care of Bam's kittens so good. Believe me, those kittens will never work for nothing. In the meantime,
hold on, we're on the radio. Ape's still on the phone. What's the reason of your call?
Yeah.
I just called her.
I think Jen just called Phil and asked if Kelly was in labor, and she is.
So what do we have to do about it?
Well, I don't know. Did you call Jeff?
Why would I call him?
Say, hey, good luck.
What do I look like? Some nice brother?
Ape, does Bam love his own brother or not? I don't understand what's going on. You raised him well.
I just don't see how my phone call could help. Oh, is that Tim Glom?
He's got a very funny way of displaying
his love.
Yo. It's Tim Glom's diarrhea update.
Mom, Glom couldn't go to the show because he has diarrhea.
Yo, Glom,
shut the fuck up. You're ruining the show.
Now kiss his ass.
Yo.
Glom couldn't go to the show because he has fucking diarrhea.
Yo, Glom, can you hear us? How you doing, bro?
What's that, Glom?
You staying off the heroin?
Are you staying off the fat chicks?
No.
Oh, I know. I'm telling everybody.
There's too much going on here.
Okay, this is madness. I got to play a song.
Yeah, Clear his diarrhea up.
I'll call you back. We'll figure out what we have to do about calling Jesse.
I can only hear what East Coast does.
Shut up, Tim! You're ruining the fucking show!
Ape, I'll call you back.
God!
Ape, I'll call you back. I'll call you back. I'll call you back.
Tim gets on, all you gotta hear is, check 1, 2, can you guys hear me? Like, shut the fuck up.
Tim, we're live right now, and you have diarrhea.
He said that he can only hear us in Pennsylvania. He said he
is he there?
Us.
I can't hear
him. Oh, he can't hear us?
I can't hear LA at all.
He can hear your
but
house.
You can hear us? Sweet.
Novak, yes. Tell Glom that he has diarrhea.
Okay. Yo,
somewhere in the world there's
a
satellite
Glom,
with monkeys on it.
Shut up, Franz. Shut the fuck up. Glom. Yep. Glom, it's heroin here. I'm relaying messages because you can't hear Bam. He wants to know the new diarrhea update.
Oh, dude. So, those guys busted in my hotel room the other night at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Drop kicking to check on my shit.
Oh, my God.
Ask him about the polyps on his colon wall that bleed.
Yo, I heard
ask
that.
Ask him, man.
Ask him. Yo, ask him.
No, he shits blood. Tell him. Tell Glom he shits blood.
He has pussy polyps on his colon wall.
Now I hear you.
What about the
tell Glom he shits blood.
He hears you guys.
You shit
now.
Blood. They're saying you shit blood. And what about the polyps?
Glom has to stick.
Yo, he hears you guys.
Glom has to stick his finger up his ass to pick the scabs off of the polyps on his colon wall. I'm serious. He has to drain the pus off of his colon polyps. It's disgusting.
Yo, it's no good, Joe.
He wipes his ass and it's just pus on the toilet paper.
Are you talking about your girlfriend or Glom?
Glom.
Yeah, that's what they'll say.
What's up with that, Glom?
That's what they all say.
Hey, Glom.
Glom told me that he'd be more than willing to stick his tongue in my ass to give it a blood test.
that's true, but I was drunk.
Glom just shits blood and then he has diarrhea and then he can't make it to the fucking show.
Does shit ever come out of your ass? Or is it just diarrhea, pus, blood, and semen?
Oh, God. Gross.
Now here's where you kiss his ass, Franz. Go ahead, kiss his ass.
But seriously, Glom, like, I'm your biggest fan. And, like, I'm seriously so glad that you're on Viva La Bam and everything, because you really make the show happen. But what I want to know is, what's up with...
pays a compliment before he pays an insult.
But what I want to know is, Glom, what's up with the L.A. cool guy look? You come to L.A., a week later, you're wearing the L.A. cool guy blue iridescent jacket.
It was $500.
A $500 jacket. Which he's like bragging that he took. Dude, the price tag said $7,000. I talked him down to $500. Dude, it's a $49 Kmart jacket. But what's up with the hat?
Yo, Glom,
he bought a hat that has a worn in look, but it just looks like a piece of shit old man hat with yarn sticking off it. Glom, hey, what do you have to say for yourself? But seriously, I'm your biggest fan.
Is it my turn now?
Yeah, let's hear Glom's report.
First off, it wasn't $500. Second off, have you ever seen my Judge Mail set that I've been rocking since January 1st?
I don't know anything about this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Alright? So first off, I've been rocking the Judge Mail's forever. Now I got a new hat.
What possessed you to do the whole new look, though, dude? Like, when did you decide to do a Tim Glom makeover? Was it the diarrhea that gave you the inspiration? Or was it the diarrhea that gave you the inspiration for your new look, or was it your new look that created your diarrhea? No, but seriously, Glom, you are fucking sexy.
What?
For the record, I've been shitting blood for 7 years.
That's true. That's true.
Joe Fox has been wearing the same... They're not even flannels. They're cotton.
Oh, no.
Flannels. Yeah.
Franz is the last person ever to make fun of someone's clothes.
That's true.
Dude, I've been wearing the same clothes. I've been wearing the same clothes for 2 weeks, man. I've been wearing these suit pants for 2 days. I smell like fucking shit.
Me too.
Bam is stinking up the whole studio. But the funniest Bam not changing his clothes story is when we did the Buried Alive by Love video for him. He had to. He just came into L.A. wearing the clothes on his back. We stayed there for 2 weeks. He ended up with sores all over his legs because
I couldn't
find
on my
pants.
Legs because my oils. Filthy pants were rubbing up against my filthy skin.
And this guy has the nerve to say I'm hell because I'm passed out with my pants around my ankles. Come on, man.
let's get a diarrhea update from Glom right now.
What caused the diarrhea?
First off,
when we were flying out here last week, I met Bam at the airport, and he had no bags, no nothing, just shit bag clothing and a beer in his hand.
Party!
The other night, we go out, and he bought himself a Motorhead t-shirt, and he left his other shirt in my nice Mercedes rental car.
Name dropping cars. That's my boy.
Your shit is so gnarly.
Tim, what caused the diarrhea? What brought it on?
Do you want to hear?
I want to hear the food you consumed that made you blow your colon out.
It was one of two things. Sick-ass food or a fat fucking nasty broad. Which one was it?
It was, yeah. Why does fucking a fat chick have anything to do with your asshole, Novak?
Because I don't know, you get diseases from ugly chicks.
Uh-oh. Someone's getting a little defensive over there, gang.
Fran's getting you riled up, Bob. Don't listen.
7 years ago, I started shitting blood violently.
Jesus.
Violently.
Like, you know what? To Glom's credit, he's had sex with over 300 women, and four were good looking.
That's like my story.
Hey.
Oh, he's mad now. Glom, come on, we love you. We're your biggest fans.
See, look at Fry.
I'm laughing.
Yo, don't let Fry kiss your ass.
It was good, but it went by too fast.
Oh, I don't let him kiss your ass.
Why does Franz always kiss everybody's ass?
Who is that?
This is what it is.
He's such a kiss ass.
Franz will act like he's man enough to confront you, and he'll do it, but he'll weasel his little faggot way out of it. Like, confront him and confront him and mean it. Don't try to fucking weasel out, you little homo.
I'm being diplomatic. I'm the State Department type.
Each way.
Stand for what the fuck you said. Yes, please, bro.
Franz has been fagging on his girlfriend for the last few months. How to get rid of her the whole
night. She's sucking somebody's dick right now.
She's back there licking her asshole, and she was sucking the prick of a thousand dicks, man.
Yo, she
called in. She's like, honey, that's I'm going out some slurping.
Oh.
Is John in this week?
She goes,
I don't know where John is.
Franz is in L.A., dude. She's out in Pennsylvania just raping it up.
Glom's right, though. I have the worst tasting clothes known to man. I've been wearing the same stupid flannel and jeans since 1985. Like, I got to get a new look.
Is if you hang with Bam, you're going to meet people that
I got an email that
world,
was also,
right?
That I asked them how it went, and when they replied, they sent it.
Where's he going with this?
Everybody listen. And they said that they're
looking
at doing 13 weeks.
You hear this, Bam?
And
listen.
They're basically what? Just, what's the number?
We're listening to somebody talking.
Hey,
somebody's crossing over from New York.
It's top secret stuff. Listen.
They don't hear this, though.
No, they don't hear us.
Let's just carry on.
We're talking about John.
It's called Dead Air.
But I'm working on them
on the radio.
I told
continue.
Them that
all right, gang, I'm playing a song.
On, you know.
Listen, gang, I'm playing a song. We have to end all
basically,
this mayhem. I just saw
Apocalyptica
last night, and I'm playing
and
this fucking song.
I have to tell them that in order to get them to do it.
Somewhere About Nothing.
Bye.
And they just played at the Roxy last night, and this is Radio Bang Series 28 Faction, and Glom has diarrhea.
So I got, yeah. Yeah.
yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Bam on Sirius 28 Faction.
Oh, strap yourself in, Glom. I feel another diarrhea blast.
Sweet Glom.
Hey. Sweet Glom.
Yo, one time
you know what that song, wasn't that song awesome, Novak?
Shut up.
Novak, I just got one question. It's serious.
Yeah, we had communication problems over here, Bam.
Who cares?
Like,
what, you think the audience cares about
hear
that?
I couldn't hear it. That's why, asshole. But I don't. No, that's fine. Well, listen, I'm jumping back on you right now. Bam, okay. Bam has meetings with top class people. Like, these people can make shit happen, and he has to offer to buy Franz new boots and like a shirt because he shows up in this fucking 1980s shirt that barely buttons. It's a flannel. It doesn't even button. It's like a snap on. You know, like the old school shit. And these ragged ass boots. You can't take Franz to these like multi-million-dollar people and expect them to listen to a fucking idiot dressed like that.
Yo, Bam, really? You don't think that they respect my whole street credibility and everything because I dress like a street dude?
I think it's not like up.
Oh, okay, like he's such a player that he can dress like a dirtball and get away with it. It's like, wow,
You're not that famous.
No. Brandon, what about Rake's Old Faithful?
But
what?
Novak, I just got one question. Speaking about the meeting we had in New York. Yes. I just have one question. Remember when you got that hooker and it was a transvestite? You know what I'm talking about. We know about it.
And he humped her anyway.
I'm telling you, if she fools me enough, I will get head even if I know it's a man. Because like, there's no, like, insertion there. So if she looks like a woman...
There is!
In her
the
mouth.
Penis inserting in the mouth, for God's sake. There's insertion.
As long as her face fools me, I'll go with it, baby.
It's not her, bro.
What about the Adam's apple?
Yo, I'm a believer. I believe in dreams. Yeah. I believe in the things.
Would you rather hump?
What?
Novak, you got to answer me this. Would you rather hump an ugly fat chick or a hot transvestite?
Tim, where are you?
Fuck her head.
You gotta tell us.
Fuck her head.
Either one, pick.
What you pick? Because it's a it matters.
Okay, head.
The transvestite, the hot transvestite.
Hey, fucking.
Fucking, I'll fuck the fat ugly broad.
Joe Frost.
Yes, sir.
Yo, Novak said he cleaned the litter box, but it is it's got so much freaking crap in it.
Everybody likes to tell
him. Oh, you know it. Dude, he's such a fucking little liar.
Yo, Bam, they try to get you
all
right up.
No, it is. My favorite thing about Bam's house, Bam's house is the power struggle between Novak and Jen. They always argue about chores. It's like,
no, we don't.
Yo, Bam, listen, I just want you to know, I'm the one who does the dishes and stuff. Jen kind of pulls her weight with the laundry, but I'm the one who does. I clean the floors. I do all the dishes. I was thinking about raking the leaves, and then, next thing, like, dude, I saw your Mercedes had a big pile of snow behind it. I went out there with the shop, and I cleaned it all off.
And then Jen comes back. She's like, I was the one, by the way, Novak is supposed to do the dishes. I was the one that did the dishes for the past 3 weeks. I don't know what Novak's talking about. He's not earning his keep. Okay, Bam. Like, what is with the power struggle between you two? I wish you'd shake hands and get it all out of the way.
You know what? I wish you would
be sincere. But you guys would learn how to divide the chores together.
I cook, he does the dishes.
Think how uncomfortable Novak is right now. He's sitting next to Jen right now. And Fran is just confronting him about everything.
Let's
confront. Fran, remember you told me in Mexico that you were on the beach and Jen...
We're getting real here, Fran.
I'm going to change the subject.
I'm going to change the subject and make Fran look bad.
Yeah. I'm calling a spade a spade.
Jen, you should hate Fran. And here's
come
why.
Listen.
Bam. I'm listening.
Fran, you have to listen.
Yo, I'm calling a spade a spade right now. Franz came back to me, and he's like, yo, we were on the beach, it was me, Bam, and Jen, and, like, Bam was like, yo, you don't do anything, and Bam said to Jen, Jen's like, I do shit, and then you said that somehow I told Bam that I do the dishes, and I complained to Bam about it. I never said that. You start shit. That was a lie. That was a blatant lie.
No, the dishes are your job, and then you got mad at Boop one time for not having them done. Boop is Bam's sweet aunt. She's the nicest woman in the face of the earth.
There you go.
Right?
Kiss ass little boy, little homo.
Novak gets up one morning. Now it's his job to do the dishes. And by the way, Bam has a nice dishwasher. You don't have to do anything by hand.
No,
you just gotta load the dish in the dishwasher.
Novak, shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to make a point here. Who the hell are you talking to? So Novak gets up. He gets his cereal. He gets his morning cereal. He goes to the cabinet. No clean dishes for Novak's cereal. So he goes to the dishwasher. Looks in there. It's full of dirty dishes. He goes, I hear him literally say, oh, man, Boop didn't do the dishes.
Yeah.
Does he press on? Does he start the dishwasher? No. He'd rather not have any cereal at all.
We probably had no Cascade because we're not allowed to shop.
Eat. Yeah, you didn't even eat because it's fucking worthless pussy. You couldn't hit the on button.
Yeah,
fucking
Jesus Christ, dude. I'll take it from Bam, but you're out of shape, fat fucking ass. I'm not going to take it from. As a matter of fact, there's dishes going. The washing machine is going as we speak, and I have witnesses.
Washing machine, every fucking time I come over there, I walk by the washing machine, I'm like, what the fuck is that mildewy smell? So many loads of laundry in that house have been ruined because people just dump it in the washing machine and forget about it for days.
See?
And it's
Bam.
Get so mildew.
Bam.
And I'll get to the house. There'll be the trash can sitting there in the back of the house full of wet, moldy laundry. Pile after pile.
Laundry.
Look at him. He's getting all sweated
out. Just making shit up yet.
The thing is I'll let you do it all day long. Well, I'll deal with you, right? But Bam, don't fall for it, brother. He's getting you all fucking riled up.
At least
and
I'm
he's starting
honest
shit.
Enough.
He's starting shit,
Bam. At least
Bam.
I'm not a... You're just mad because Jen's mad at you now.
Your friend is your number one enemy right now.
Now be Novak, talk like
yeah. Okay, here it is. As soon as we sign off, you don't seriously believe that stuff that Franz said, huh? Because like, I never talk shit. He's just trying to start shit. He says for good
exactly
radio.
Right.
He really wants to see us fight. So I just want you to know, it's you and me against Franz, baby. You and me against Franz.
Franz, that's not a hard battle to win.
And then as soon as Franz flies into Pennsylvania, then Novak will kiss his ass again.
Never, ever. I don't pull Franz shit. I'll tell you if I don't like you or how I feel. Franz will not like me, but he'll kiss my ass first to have a happy medium. Like, if I don't like you, Franz, for that day, I tell you I don't like you. I'm not going to be
a fucking
faggot and kiss your ass.
That's true.
You.
But it's weird, though, because you'll like me 1 second and then hate me the next hour. And then you'll love me for, like, a day. It's weird.
It's up to me to feel
positive.
Like that. You can't control my feelings. Don't try to control my feelings. I can do
what
that.
What, you're fucking psychiatrist?
Well, you're trying to control
my feelings. What kind of conversation is it? Should we go to the email, or should we talk about the him documentary?
Deco, what do you think?
What do you want? Email?
Should we talk about email?
No.
They're terrible.
There's one good email. Here it is. Hi, my name is Robin, and I am from Germany. And the rest is a lie, because it's all written in English, so we're done with the email.
Good.
Hey, Deco, tell me something that I want to know.
All right, I'll tell you something you want to know. Novak's sister's coming into town. Novak's sister, Novak's sister.
And for all of you boyfriends out there in Westchester who's had their girlfriends humped by Novak, now's your chance to get him back.
Payback!
Not only is the sister coming, but the mother is too, and she's single.
You know what, you little faggot?
About you, friend.
It used to be STG, Screen Time Glam. Now it's RTG, Radio Time Glam. Because he just had, fucking RTF, Radio Time Frog. Because he won't let anyone speak. He won't even let Bam speak. Like, fucking, you know, shut up.
Radio Time
Frog. First of all, it's not Frog.
Yo,
it's
Frog. Jen, I think I heard, Jen, that we're in Maxim magazine and they're talking about the porno.
Yeah. I read it.
Oh, is it?
I read
it. Did you?
Yes, I read it. There's also a liger in there. Did you see that? There's a huge page of a liger. You can kick me in the balls if I'm lying.
Dude, let's talk about sex.
Do you care? Do you care, Jen, or no?
A little bit, babe. You weren't supposed to put it in the first place.
Cheers.
Well,
to you,
I did. Are you mad?
I read it. It's like
a little
five lines.
Mad, don't you think?
Well, are you mad though?
You
yeah,
can't see anything, Jen. What's the big deal?
Well, are you like are you
on
pissed?
On the porn,
though?
Yeah, you can. You can't see anything with the Haggard thing.
But see, you're bringing it up, so you won't.
But you see your naked boobs in Haggard already. No,
that was personal footage as well.
Hey, Franz, that's Bam's girlfriend.
Well, it's
let
a
Bam
movie.
Talk to him. Her.
That Bam
you
know
what I mean? Yo, Franz, why don't you let her fucking boyfriend do the talking? Shut up.
Why don't you go to New York again? Why don't you
night.
Go to New York and hump a transvestite again, Novak?
If you're paying, I'm going. If you're paying, I'm flying. As long as the tabs pick up, I'll take part. Yo, you know what's sick about that whole conversation, Bam? You start talking about, like, sex talk, and all Deco cares to talk about is a fucking liger. Who cares? Like, sex is cool. Who cares about an animal? I don't right now.
Man, when's this guy leave your house, man?
Yo, what's up, man?
I have great news for you. Have you ever heard of a band called The Libertines?
Yeah.
Never, ever.
What, The Libertines?
Oh, yeah,
yo,
it's my favorite band now.
Yeah.
They're from England, and the singer is dating Kate Moss, and there's a photo of him in the new Q magazine smoking crack.
Why don't you play a song from them?
The Libertines. And Kate Moss. Dude, there's all these articles about Kate Moss's new crackhead boyfriend and all this stuff. I went out and bought the CD because I know that Heroin Novak only likes songs about drugs, so I bought it just for you.
There's something about Jessica Simpson and PJ in the new Us.
Ooh. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah,
you hear about
that they,
France
they're
is in,
getting a little too close.
Yep.
Oh, fine.
Like,
what are you saying, Deco?
quiet Mike over here.
No, I want to know.
I do, too. As long as you guys do a bagging on France.
France is in the new episode of Tough Stuff.
Which his fuck is
no, it tells you the price range of his flannels. His price is flannels.
Slim to nothing.
Oh, wah, wah.
I wasn't
Deke.
Deke, you fucking
come on, Deke.
Yeah, come on. Deke. I'm going back to the Ashley Simpson concert.
Yo, when you said
Ron,
that's where you belong, though,
I can't believe it.
Yo, Ben, why are you
I can't believe
Deco
would go there. It's insane.
And you
Yo, there's
here with
10
me.
Seconds left of this radio show, and that's
oh,
it.
Oh, man, I'm having a blast.
You're having a blast? I thought you were off the drugs.
I'm broke right now. I'm broke.
Yo, hey, Ben, you want to hear this crackhead singer?
Yeah.
You want to hear this crackhead singer? His name is Pete Doherty. Pete Doherty. And it's so, we got to hear this. This is the Libertines, and this is the end of the show. And this is called The Man Who Would Be King.
Okay.
What?
Tom was telling me to say goodbyes and shit. I don't know.
See you in Vegas.
Who do you want to say fucking
goodbye? Why are you taking control of the show?
Because
Bam's wrapping it up, and you're saying goodbye.
This is good. Let's hear who Novak has to say goodbye to.
Yeah, Novak.
Let's hear this, everybody. Put him on the spot.
All right.
The night a wolf raped Novak's sister.
Deco, give it up. Okay, yo, we're saying goodbye from the fucking wonderland of drugs. Oh, yeah, I'm saying goodbye to my top drug dealers, Dooley, Juan, Ty. I will see you shortly when I get a paycheck. I don't know, that's what I care about.
At least he's honest.
Yeah.
Okay,
Deco, tell him to play the Libertines and then tell everybody
only
goodbye.
Only come with the likely lads. Play it. Libertines.
To make it in this game, gotta have the luck, you gotta have the look to make up. I'd quite like to make it through the night. My heart beats slow, fast, don't feel right. The slides of hand, I might die. What about you over there? Well, do you think I care? Well, I know, you know, I know, you know, I know. And to the man who would be king, I would say only one thing. And to the man who would be king, I would say only one thing. La 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 lift it tomorrow, I don't look at me that way. I hear the way to say, but my heart is gonna stray when you watch as you step away. But if death is not to be that way, I live my dream today. I lived it yesterday, and I'll be living yours tomorrow. Anything else to say? I live my dream today. I lived it yesterday, and I'll be living yours tomorrow. So don't look at me that way. Nancy, my dear, what's about you, Nancy, my dear? What's about you, Nancy, my dear? What will you do? She comes here, oh, she'll kill me. I don't wanna kill you. And to the man who would be king, I would say only one thing. And to the man who would be king, I would say only one thing. La 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 la.
that's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam, everybody. Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.